In Sri Lanka today, three groups of Tamil tiger fighters tried to infiltrate government-controlled territory in separate incidents. The fighting sparked a series of battles with Sri Lankan forces that killed 13 of the rebels. The incident comes in the wake of the Sri Lankan president's appeal to the United Nations General Assembly for international help in reconstructing the country's war-torn east. The Bishop of Jaffna, Thomas Savandara Nayagam, says the UN feels a responsibility to address human rights abuses in the country.
Sri Lanka is though small, is a very important country because of its strategic position in the Indian Ocean. This country has been now, for the last more than 25 years, saddled with a civil war between the majority and the minorities. More than 70,000 civilians have died in these 25 years of war, and more than 40,000 soldiers as well as militants have died also. Many people have been maimed for life, and billions of property worth, they have been destroyed. And now, what we are experiencing in the north and east is human rights violation. That is why now the UN feels that they have some obligation to bring about some sort of normalcy and also justice to those who are injured.